1290 800-965-1290.
The trial of accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's wrapping up in Brooklyn, New York, with closing arguments beginning yesterday. The assistant U.S. attorney reminding the jury of the amount of evidence prosecutors have presented against Guzman over the past 11 weeks at that trial. Assault rifles and bricks of seized cocaine piled on a table as the prosecution summed up its case. Guzman is charged with more than a dozen counts that include drug trafficking and money laundering, and he could face life in prison if convicted. His defense team is expected to make closing arguments today, and the jury could start deliberations tomorrow. On the heels of an announcement by CBS News that former Republican Senator Jeff Flake is joining that network as a news contributor, Fox News says it signed former South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy to be a contributor there. Gowdy will offer political and legal analysis across both FNC and Fox Business Network programming during daytime and primetime hours. Gowdy will continue to practice law while also lending his expertise to Fox. And WikiLeaks releases internal Vatican documents about a dispute between Pope Francis and a Catholic Knights Order in 2016. It doesn't really shed any new light on the incident, but longtime Vatican watchers say the fact that WikiLeaks breached internal communications is an alarm bell about what the anti-secrecy site might reveal next. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the importance of workplace safety, how your e-commerce site can compete with Amazon. I'll have six ways that you can boost your digital marketing this year, and why artificial intelligence is on the rise in business. It's Thursday, January 17th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the program. This is called Taking Care of Business. My name is Jim Gannot. I'm your host every week at this time as we get together to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, it's time to check the very cold weather. It's currently 12 degrees at 12:05. Today, we're going to see sunny skies with a bone-chilling temperature, a high of only 18 degrees with a low of 5. Winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour, so the wind chill will make it feel like it's sub-zero. For tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with a high of 24 and a low of 12. On Saturday, the cold takes a little bit of a break. We'll have cloudy skies, a high of 39 degrees and a low of 26. And for Sunday, beach weather, baby. Although cloudy, we'll have a high of 45 and a low of 30. Bundle up, everybody.
Taking care of business. Every way we be taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business. And working overtime.
And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 19.96 to 24,994. NASDAQ down 108.28 to 7,291.36. S&P 500 is up 23.94 to 2704.99. Oil up 99 cents to $55.22 per barrel. Gold up $9.60 to $1,325.10 an ounce. Well, good afternoon, everybody. So glad you could join me on this very chilly Thursday afternoon here in Flemington. It's the last day of the month of January, January 31st, 2019. 1 month in the books. So the question, as we start every month, is how are you doing? Now, the first show of the year, I talked about setting goals for your business. And I said they had to be specific. They had to be measurable. There had to be a time involved on that. So you couldn't just say, I want to grow my business. It had to be, I want to grow my business by 10%. I want to grow my business by $50,000, $100,000, whatever you set as your goal. Today is the gut check day. Now you have to pull a sales report and see, compare it to last year. Are you up? Are you down? And the example I gave, if you were to say, I want to grow by 10% over the year, figure out by a percentage how you're doing with that goal. So let's say you're up by 2.5% already this year. Well, then so far you're tracking well for this quarter. If you, at the end of March, you're up 2.5%, you're on track, because 2.5, 2.5, 2.5, 2.5, 10%. You're there by the end of the year if you continue to grow. If you're falling behind, let's say the month of January had a couple of really cold days. Maybe people didn't come into your business. Maybe they didn't place orders. A lot of business interruption in the Midwest with bone-chilling cold, with snow. So if that's the case, you know, can you put specific markers on what is impacting your business, and then what are you doing about it to correct it? So again, today is the day. I want you to pull a report, sales report, and compare it against last year. I actually compare my sales reports, now that I've been in business for 10 years, against this month of every year I've been in business. And I try to keep an eye on, am I slipping? Am I growing? Where are we at? Now, last year, when I looked at my sales numbers, we've exceeded them for this year, which is good. But what's really telling is that we've split my son's end of the business off. And so he was responsible for about 50% of the income that we did last January. I've replaced that. And so I'm feeling really good. You know, I'm not saying that I'm growing by 50% just yet, but certainly in the first month, we hit a home run. You know, and that's the kind of picture that I want you to be able to paint for yourself, is, are you ahead of the game? Are you tracking well? Are your results where you want them to be? And if not, you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday to retool and try to make it the strongest February that you can do. So again, take a look at your goals that you set in the beginning of the year, and then compare how you've measured up at the end of today. If you're listening to the program, you're doing it one of two ways. You're either streaming it live on huntertonchamberradio.com, or you're watching us on our Facebook live stream. We certainly thank you for doing that. And we would also ask at this point that you like and follow the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. We also recommend that you like and follow many of the shows that we have here. We have accountants, lawyers, home improvement folks. We have counselors, interior decorators. So by all means, there's something for everyone here at Hunter and Chamber Radio, and we'd hope that you would like and follow those pages as well. Typically midweek, I will try to post something that I'm going to be talking about during the coming week's show, so hopefully that will entice you to want to listen, or either find it on the archive page on the website, or try to find it on our Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano Facebook page. We always post the video every day, so make sure that you're tuning in and staying informed. We appreciate that. At this time, it's time for the business quote of the week, brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And I always use quotes from, could be anybody, could be a religious leader, a business leader, a spiritual leader, a politician, a sports figure. I've had a lot of sports figure quotes over the last couple of weeks. This time I'm going back. This is a politician. So it was Golda Meir, who was the fourth prime minister of Israel. And I really liked this quote when I found it as I was preparing for the show. She says, make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into flames of achievement. Let's hear that again. Make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into flames of achievement. I really like that, because, you know, you can muddle along in your day at work, and you can do that every day. It's kind of like the movie Groundhog Day. You just do the same thing over and over and over and over. But if there's that little spark of possibility, you know, if there's that fire within, if you will, that a lot of entrepreneurs have, are you willing to fan that flame to turn it into a fire? And hopefully you are. So as Golda Meir says, make the most of yourself by fanning the tiny inner sparks of possibility into flames of achievement. Hopefully that quote will motivate you over the course of the next week. All right, getting into the program now, a whole lot to cover today, and I'm going to have an answer for some of my friends up in New England. Believe it or not, the Bible has predicted that the New England Patriots will win the Super Bowl this week. This is Super Bowl Sunday. Once again, I've been selected to be on the USA Today ad meter poll, so I will be scoring the ads that appear during Super Bowl 53. And then I always like to see, based on my opinion, how I rank against other folks across the country who are on this panel, the USA Today ad meter panel, to see, did I pick the winning commercial? Did I pick the right commercial? Sometimes it depends on my mood. Am I in a happy mood and suddenly a Doritos commercial rises to the top? Am I in a kind of melancholy, sullen mood and maybe a Budweiser commercial hits me? It depends on the day. So I've started watching the first batch that they've released, and then we'll get another batch probably tomorrow, and then Sunday we'll get the rest. And it kind of makes it fun to watch both the game and the commercials. Now I want to get into the first story of the day, and it comes to us from Eric Priceman. Eric is the president of Victory Awards, and he's a frequent contributor to Awards and Engraving magazine. And yesterday he posted a short article that I'm going to read to you, but it made me think about what a lot of us in our businesses may not be thinking about on a regular basis. And it's called Establishing Workplace Safety. And Eric writes, although you can never prevent an unexpected negative occurrence, it's a good idea to have a plan for you and your employees to follow if one ever does happen. This ensures that everyone is on the same page and knows their individual role so they can snap into action as needed. Preventative measures start with safety training in the event of accidents, meaning knowing where first aid kits are, educating personnel on basic first aid, and defining roles in the event that certain scenarios play out. There are a number of companies that offer this kind of training, and depending on the size of your organization, this may be a good thing to research. Second, make sure that you and your employees know what and what not to do in the event that an intruder comes into the building during work hours. Make sure that all employees understand that safety comes before a loss and that they are trained to be smart rather than heroes. Never try overpowering an assailant, as you never can be sure if they have a weapon or not. Educate your employees on the proper way to handle adverse situations and utilize outside experts to provide this education. Your local police department or municipal building is a good place to start and will probably give you point you in the right direction to getting that education. So forgetting the assailant aspect, workplace safety, I think, is one area that in the 7 or 8 years I've been doing this program, I think it's a topic I've touched on once or twice as it relates to usually disaster recovery. But having everybody have an assigned role is important. Now, think about some of the workplaces that you know you've worked in and that I've worked in. The age ranges from someone in their 20s on up to somebody in their 60s or 70s. Any number of health ailments can occur there. When I worked for an insurance company, I was on the in-house first aid team. And if an alarm went out, we would be told where to go. And this could be everything from somebody slipping and falling to having a heart attack. And I remember we received numerous calls during my tenure there. If you're working in manufacturing, simple things like a person getting poked in the eye, getting wood shaving in the eye, metal, something like that, a cut, does everybody know their role? If someone has a heart attack, are your coworkers trained in CPR? Is there someone in the office designated to be the person to call 911? These are the types of things when you talk about workplace safety that I want you to think about. And a good, honest assessment on your part may end up preventing future loss or potentially, you know, save a life. So look around your office and look for kind of like an OSHA investigator. Where do you see potential hazards? Are chemicals being stored properly? If you're in woodworking, are you making sure that you're never putting stain rags in a bucket at the end of the day because they can self-combust? So are there sharp objects at eye level, head level, or something like that that might poke into somebody? Take a look around your workspace and make sure that it's safe. Even something as simple as opening a box. A lot of times people will take a utility knife, they get the box, and they quickly pull towards them. You've been taught millions of times, always push away from you with a knife, similar to whittling wood. And I always use that example because it happened to me. I was working in a deli years ago, and my boss said, "Can you open up that box of saltines?" And it was wrapped with the brown type of paper that has the little threads in it. I was pulling towards me. The utility knife got caught on it, and it skipped off the box and right into my wrist, causing a huge cut and a massive bleed. So simple things like that, take that second, remind your staff, always work safe, prevent loss, and you'll be a lot happier for it. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. If your business has an e-commerce site, you're going to want to stay tuned because I'm going to tell you how you can compete with Amazon. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime for help.
You're listening and taking care of business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program for close to 8 years, getting up there in years as far as the tenure, and enjoy it every week, enjoy doing the prep for the show and getting together with you every week to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is business. Speaking of business, there's been a lot of conversations amongst the people that I talk to that own businesses that maybe they have an e-commerce site, and they call it the Amazon effect. It was actually a topic at the Crown Trophy Summer Meeting a few years ago. How do you compete with somebody that can you can get an order today, ship it today, it's on the person's doorstep tomorrow? So how in a service-type related business can you compete with the likes of an Amazon? Obviously, they have better resources. But your e-commerce site can compete with Amazon. And when we talk about the Amazon effect, again, we're not talking about that we have to have huge warehouses throughout the country as much as people are expecting things now. They don't want to wait 3, 4, 5 days. They want it now. So how do you compete with that? Well, your small business can't stock, sell, and ship faster or better than Amazon, but here's how you can still improve your e-commerce game. Now, one cannot hope to compete in a monopolized market or niche, And yet, in the world of e-commerce, that is what we all must do. Every business, big or small, is essentially going head-to-head with the giant of the industry, Amazon. Did you know that 43% of all online retail sales in the U.S. come from Amazon? Further, 49% of all product searches favor Amazon's site. It means that not only is the company dominating in sales and revenue, but they hold a significant portion of market share in shopping and search. And when you search Google for a product or brand, most likely an Amazon store listing will be right at the top. So how do you compete with such an unstoppable force, especially one that continues to grow day in and day out? The answer is you don't, at least not directly. You can't hope to compete with Amazon simply because the organization holds sheer numbers of dominance. Logistically, they can provide much more for faster and cheaper. Sure, there are all important elements of a successful online business, but they are not the only ones that matter. To make a dent in the market and gain some reputation or attribution, you'll need to focus on improving other areas of your business, many outside of conventional practices. It all services the idea of over-delivery or pure optimal customer satisfaction. You can't stock, sell, or ship faster than Amazon, but you can still improve. Here's how. First, honor personalization. Modern technologies have made product personalization and niche support more likely, especially for capable organizations like Amazon. However, personalization is still not the focus of such providers. A ship package only has a customer's name on it because it was provided via a rather sterile online form or purchase process, also because it has their address. So what does this mean exactly? Well, for a small business, the term personalized service is rather straightforward, as it should be. You know your customers, and you know them well, especially your regulars. A coffee shop owner might know what a particular customer likes to drink every day. A food provider might know a customer's standard order. Any other business owner might know their regular customers by name. In essence, this is all part of personalized service. It's something customers cannot and will not receive elsewhere, and that only your business does best. So capitalize on that. Find ways to improve the overall personalization of your customer experience, and invest both time, money, and effort into protecting it and perfecting it. You'll also find a swath of new yet regular customers. It's not confined to a brick-and-mortar business either. You can also do such a thing for online-only platforms as well. You're also going to want to support your local community. Small and mid-sized businesses can only stretch their influence so far. That's improved considerably by online platforms and servicing. It's possible to sell and ship to international customers, for instance. However, the bulk of your reputation and goodwill remains within your local community. Make use of that, because it's definitely something larger organizations like Amazon don't have access to. There are many social, economic, and environmental reasons to support a small business over a big one. You can take advantage of this by providing reputable support for your local community. Get out there and participate. Get involved yourself. Provide sponsorship or encourage your employees to participate. If you're exclusively an online business, you can still have a local presence. Branch out and sponsor sports teams, events, or even show up at activities with community-oriented goodies and support. Giving back to the community, often through philanthropy efforts, definitely pays off. Third, focus on cross-platform experiences. As a small or mid-sized business, you have a lot of local influence. You can also use this to your advantage to provide modern, cross-platform experiences that span multiple channels and locations. It sounds complex when it's written out, but it's really simple. Allowing customers to buy goods or products online and then pick them up at a local store is an excellent example. You can also do the opposite by allowing customers to purchase goods in-store, but ship them to their home at a discounted cost or even for free. Consider the kind of meshed experiences that you can provide, which online-only providers cannot. Amazon does this through their treasure truck, which offers a single discounted item that customers can pick up locally. Similar campaigns could see you rise to favor within your local community and can even build stronger relationships with your most loyal customers. And finally, you want to embrace your niche. Believe it or not, there is a downside to focusing your efforts on such a huge selection of products like Amazon does. You can buy just about anything and everything on the site. While that's certainly convenient because you can always go to one place, it doesn't mean you're always getting the best quality and service. In fact, Amazon and Walmart don't always offer their own products. They make use of third-party sellers to bolster their inventories. That makes tracking product quality and satisfaction even more difficult. Lean into your niche because it's what makes your business so viable and attractive. It's okay to focus on a single product or group of them, especially when you're dedicated to providing better quality and experiences. This also means certain strategies might be outside your budget or capability, and that is okay too. You can't always afford to offer free two-day shipping like Amazon. You don't have the same capital, but you can offset this by holding various promotions and campaigns throughout the year designed to entice your loyal customers. Maybe free shipping during the summer months is a good idea, or perhaps during the holidays when your sales are higher. Above all, honor what makes your business well, what it is. Don't be concerned with amassing the same levels of growth that Amazon does. Instead, focus on perfecting your niche services and products. They're what your customers crave in the first place. You're going to want to optimize the convenience. Keeping up with customer expectations is not just difficult, it's a monumental challenge, especially in today's economy. It grows even more challenging with every product, service, and opportunity that you add to your arsenal. Stretch your efforts too thin, and you'll be looking at failure, as opposed to success. Instead of bolstering your offerings, aim to optimize convenience. How can you provide the best experience and opportunity to your customers? What can you do to improve the buying process and all that comes after that? The NoAlt app, or the NoWait app, for example, allows customers to put their name on a waiting list for local restaurants. By the time you arrive, your table is already waiting for you. Now that's convenience. Don't fret about price. So many people feel that they have to mark down because they feel they're in competition with Amazon. You can't compete with large organizations like Walmart and Amazon when it comes to price, so don't even try. Instead, focus on providing customers the most bang for their buck. People will realize right away they are paying for higher quality and better supported goods, and that translates to steady revenues. Price should also reflect the quality of those goods, which means a higher price is warranted for exceptional items. And customer service is vital, and I have said this for 7 years on this program. It is a dying art, but one you have to focus on. The most revered companies and businesses are those that go above and beyond for their customers, treating them like family or one of their own. In reality, you really have no other option as a small or medium-sized business. So treat your customers poorly, and they will not return. Treat them well, and you've made a loyal brand advocate that will sing praises to friends, family, and more. Go above and beyond for your customers when they ask for guidance and help. It will always pay off, and you'll earn free marketing in the process. Get social. Social media is a miracle. You can use it to communicate and respond to any number of people, organizations, entities, and beyond. It's an endless, always-on platform for marketing and communication. If a customer has a question after hours, they could pose it to your social media team to receive near-instant responses. If you haven't already, start developing your social media presence to provide improved customer support, grow your brand's reputation, and also to interact with your loyal audience. Do these things not because you have to, but because you love to. You must inject love and dedication into everything you do because you can. Anything short of that, and you'll find yourself and your business struggling to keep up with what's happening around you. Many of the tips that we've discussed here today service that idea, and so should you. Running a small and medium-sized business is a labor of love, and frankly, it's one of the best ways to compete with such large and powerful organizations as Amazon, since they tend to be much more removed from the conventional human experience. When is the last time someone from Amazon reached out to check if you enjoyed your last purchase, or even asked how your family was doing? So, good tips there on how you can compete with Amazon. It's not impossible. You bring more value on the service side, so definitely focus on that. I wanted to talk to you. I had a meeting yesterday with the owner of the Flemington department store, and when number seven there, when they were talking about customer service is vital, he gave me a great example. My son and I went to meet with him, and he gave a good example. He had a woman who had bought a white couch, custom piece, expensive. And she called the store and complained that her white couch, because she has a black dog, was now getting dirty. You do the math. Whose fault is it? It's not the Flemington department store. So typically, she wanted them to take the couch back, and they would normally charge a 25% restocking fee, meaning that Marty was still going to lose money on the deal, but, initially the sales reps were kind of hemming and hawing about 25%. She was complaining that she would have to spend additional money for something she wouldn't have. So Marty came up and called the woman and said, how about if we split the difference? And she agreed to it. The example he gave to me was of Steve Califer from Flemington Car and Truck Country. Steve has a formula where he looks at a family and he says, on average, the average family will buy seven cars from him over their lifetime. But if he screws up on the second or third purchase, or he doesn't service that car well, he could potentially lose four more sales after the fact. That's the kind of thing I talk about when I mention customer service. I don't want you ever fighting with a customer. I don't want you arguing with customers. I want you, even when they're dead wrong, to make them feel that they're right or that they're walking away satisfied. The example Marty gave was he didn't want the woman to go out on social media and blast him on different review sites. So instead, he worked with her, and now she's come back and made additional purchases since then. So again, customer service is key if you're going to survive as a small or mid-sized business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. We come back, we've got more for you on this very cold and chilly Thursday afternoon.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is renewing warnings about large migrant caravans and the, quote, attempted invasion of illegals. The president tweeting this morning more U.S. military troops are being sent to the southern border to stop them, but he says he still wants the border wall. Meanwhile, Democrats remain cool to giving him the funding for it. U.S. Senate Democrat Chris Coons says other options are on the table.
We should be having a wide-open negotiation about how much money to invest in border security, for what types of technologies, and what would be the smartest use of those investments.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. The Midwest and Northeast still in the grip of a dangerously cold Arctic system. Temperatures in Chicago with wind chill yesterday were minus 52, and today more than 2,000 air flights have been canceled, hundreds more delayed because of the cold weather. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist threw a bunch of tests and colonoscopy, I won't bore you with the details, found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot, the host of the program Taking Care of Business, and we get together every week at this time to talk about issues affecting business, both here in Flemington, in Hunterdon County, and on the national scene as well. And again, glad you could join us. We've got people checking in from all over the country. Boston telling me how cold it is, Chicago telling me how cold it is, Minnesota telling me how cold it is, and it's cold here, you know. On the drive into work this morning, it was 1 degree. Coming over to the station this afternoon, 12 degrees. Not normal for this time of the year, and certainly not welcome. So want to talk to you about marketing a little bit. And, you know, when I started the program this morning, I was talking about, are you meeting your goals? And one of the ways that I have found, and it never fails, if your sales start to suffer, look back 6, 8 weeks, 12 weeks at what your marketing efforts were then. If you post an ad, if you post something on Facebook or Instagram, and I have a story on Instagram advertising in a little bit today, you'll see those results in a few weeks. You're not going to see, it's not just because you post an ad today that, you know, people are going to make a beeline to your door, but you're placing that thought in their head, you're tattooing their brain that when they need that product, they'll come see you. Or when they need that service, they'll come see you. So I want to make sure that everybody is focused on marketing this year and that it doesn't stop. You know, there's a conversation going on downstairs right now about how and when the chamber should be posting on social media. How often? What content? Should it be the same across all platforms? And I've covered that on the program several times where, yeah, it should be the same message across multiple platforms because not everybody subscribes to every one of your social media sites. So you want, if you have a certain message, you want to make sure that it's getting out to the masses as far and as wide as you can reach. And then the frequency of the messaging is the same thing, but ultimately you have to be doing something. If your sales are suffering, more than likely I can point to the fact that you aren't marketing effectively. So there's six ways that you can boost your digital marketing in 2019, and it's at this time of the year when you can take the opportunity to revisit and refresh the digital marketing to-dos for your small business, and a little bit of marketing can go a long way. Now, each new year represents an opportunity to start fresh and perhaps approach your small business a bit differently based upon what you learned the year prior. Now, while you can't do everything and you should avoid the temptation to do so at the risk of spreading yourself too thin, Ivana Taylor, who's the owner of DIY Marketers, offers six to-dos that will boost your small business in the new year and beyond. She says, set marketing goals. Now, if you don't set some kind of marketing goal for your business, you're not going to accomplish it. Easy-to-measure goals are ideal, according to Taylor. For example, you might aim to increase traffic to your website or store by 20%. This will immediately get you thinking about where to focus your marketing resources. This is what I talked about on the first show this year. Specific, measurable, and targeted. So set those goals, whatever they are, but they've got to be concrete. They have to have a number assigned to it, percentage or dollar-wise. You want to update or redesign your website using a mobile-first approach. Now, if you haven't updated your website in the last 3 years, it's time to do so. You don't have time. You don't have to be an expert, according to Taylor, who recommends using an agency that specializes in working with small business owners. She says she uses and recommends OptimizeScribes.com. They do it all, and they are ridiculously affordable. You want to provide customers with content that will help them buy from you. So take some thinking time to profile your customers and what information they're looking for to make a buying decision. If you don't know, sit down with a handful of your customers and talk to them about what triggers their search for a solution that you can provide, where they will go for that information, how they narrow their search, and ultimately how they choose you. Ask them what you offer that others don't. I love that. Circle it, highlight it, put an asterisk next to it, underline it. Ask your customers what it is that you offer that others don't. You'll be surprised by some of the answers. People may say you're just warm and friendly. Others will say they feel comfortable in your business. Others say you genuinely care about them, that you provide the best customer service, that it's not always about price. They're willing to pay more. Make sure you know what your customers like about you so that you can provide that same level of service to all of your customers. You want to write content that is answering customer questions with voice search in mind. Think about what questions your customers are asking, and then include those questions and answers in your content. With so many people doing voice search, the businesses that answer those questions are going to be chosen by customers. Automate your sales and marketing process. There are many effective sales and marketing automation tools that are affordable and will help you stay in touch with customers, allowing you to easily communicate any special offers you may have. But first, take the time to map out your customer's journey and your sales process, what emails to send to potential customers at each stage of their sales process, and what products or services different customers prefer. Mass marketing doesn't work anymore for small business. It's all about being in conversation with your customer, and today's sales and marketing automation tools can help you do just that. And finally, you want to use social media to connect with customers and to provide support and customer service. It seems like the entire world is on Facebook these days. One way to increase your Facebook presence, according to Taylor, is by using Facebook Messenger as a channel your customers can use to get in touch with you. It's funny when she says that because I always tell people, ever since the invention of the smartphone, I think that replaced that old product called LoJack in your car. My customers can get a hold of me anywhere. There's times when I like it. There's times when it can be a bother. But it's important that they have that connection. A gentleman called me the other night at 9:30. He said, I'm on your website, but I can't find your fax number, and I would need to fax over an order. So I gave him my fax number. He goes, I can't believe you're taking the time to answer this call and give me your fax number. I was like, well, that's what customer service is all about. We're glad to help. So he appreciated it. So there's a little extra touch that he's going to remember down the road. But I get orders on Twitter. I get orders on Facebook. I get orders on LinkedIn. I get orders through Instagram, by regular messages, text messages, by Facebook Messenger. And sometimes it's hard to manage all that, but I have to tell people, you know, this is great, appreciate the order. Can you email it to the office so somebody can process it? Just because I don't want it to get lost, you know, somewhere on my phone. So the more accessible you and your business are, even if you split it up with some of your employees and say, hey, you know, can we forward the phones to your cell phone so that we get voicemail or somebody answers the phone up until, say, 10 or 11 at night? It's an extra step that, you know, your competition isn't doing. Let's talk about three benefits of advertising on Instagram. Beyond selfies and food pics, you need to get your business, especially a small business, in front of 1 billion monthly active users with what's known as Instagram ads. Great advertising not only entails well-written content, but also stimulating and engaging visuals. Instagram is everything visual, from Insta stories to photos and videos. This has become a very popular platform for businesses as well. As of June 2018, Instagram has 1 billion monthly active users, and it can be an excellent platform to advertise your small business. Here's why. You have specific targeting options. Instagram ads are like Facebook with their precise targeting options for audiences. This way, you're not wasting your money on audiences that will never translate into customers. You can target your audiences by location, interests, custom audiences, automated targeting, demographics, behaviors, and lookalike audiences. And you can learn more about each of these targeting options on the Instagram platform. You also want to provide a variety of ad types. Now, there are a variety of types of ads that you can run resembling Facebook ads. You can run ads featuring photos, videos, carousels, stories, or collections. This process is quite user-friendly and makes it easier to select the right type of ad for the right type of audience. This way, you can create the perfectly customized ad that fits your business's vision and goals. You can purchase, run, and track the ads within the Instagram app or an ads manager, or by working with an Instagram partner. Another thing you're going to want to do is track the likes. If a certain ad or style of ad, be it a photo or a graphic, is getting more of a response, then that may be how you want to do future ads. And another thing that you shouldn't be ashamed to ask is, if you're having a promotion in your business, in your ad, say, please share this with your friends. And the more shares you get, the wider that net suddenly becomes of who starts to know who you are. And custom ads. Like Facebook, there are several ad objectives to choose from for your ads. These ad objectives align with your business goals and what action you'd like for your targeted audience to ultimately take. For example, if you're simply wanting to get more views of your business and raise awareness about your brand, you would choose brand awareness as the objective. Several other options are reach, traffic, engagement, app installs, video views, lead generation, messages, conversions, and more. If your audience is more visually inclined, then you may want to consider Instagram ads to give your online marketing that extra boost. If you're familiar with Facebook advertising, then creating and optimizing an Instagram ad will be an easy transition. If this is the first type of social media advertising you'll be investing in, then you're going to want to get a little bit of help from anybody who knows anything about Instagram, like any kids in your house. Snapchat is another medium that I'm seeing on the rise a lot more lately, where people are doing more on Instagram or on Snapchat, you know, without necessarily using all the filters, but as a means to communicate. Kind of depends on where the audience is. When Facebook first came out, all the young kids, high schoolers, et cetera, were on Facebook. Now it seems like an old person network. The kids have gone, and they're on Instagram, and they're on Snapchat. So go where your audience is. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away when we come back, talking about our trends to watch for 2019. This time, artificial intelligence and why it's on the rise in small business. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano. Glad that we get together every Thursday at this time. I have a friend of mine who is a minister of a church who is listening and said, what do you mean the Bible is predicting that the Patriots will win the Super Bowl? We'll get into that story in sports a little bit later on in just a few minutes, but interesting that, you know, now we're having divine intervention from the ministers. What I'm talking about, trends to watch. We started this last week about different trends to watch in your business for 2019, and last week's story was about the need to be on mobile platforms. Now, it appears that artificial intelligence is on the rise, and it's one aspect of quickly changing and growing tech small business owners who want to pay attention to this year. The business landscape is ever-changing, and trends pop up that might help you build your small business. And it's no surprise that technology tends to drive these trends. Artificial intelligence, or AI as it's known, is one aspect of quickly changing and growing tech small business owners will want to pay attention to this year and beyond. So how does AI and small business work together? Well, like is common in most technology, artificial intelligence has evolved and become increasingly accessible and cost-effective for small business owners, according to Joey Penick, who's the Vice President of Marketing for CenturyLink's Government, Education, Medium, and Small Business Unit. Penick believes artificial intelligence is at the point where it's delivering real value. It can be used to expand how businesses find new customers, as well as interacting with current ones. There's also chatbots. One example of artificial intelligence that might boost your small business is artificial intelligence-powered chatbots. A chatbot can be used for customer support, according to Penick, and offer a consistency of message that can't be guaranteed with humans. These chatbots have become so lifelike that many customers don't even know the difference, but they offer the added benefit of being able to gather, analyze, and provide actionable data that can be used to improve the customer experience. And then there's voice-activated search. Another product of artificial intelligence worth exploring is voice-activated search, according to Ivana Taylor of DIY Marketers. These include the likes of Alexa, Google Home, Siri, Bixby, etc. That answer questions verbally for you. If your business isn't positioned to be an answer to a voice-activated question, you're not going to get that business. I do have a story that I'll try to bring into next week's show about how to get your business recognized by Alexa. So assume, or, you know, let's say, for instance, that a person or a potential customer is at home and they've just been tasked with the chore of ordering trophies. They could say, Alexa, find trophy stores near me. Somehow, I have to get Crown Trophy of Flemington to be at the top of that list. So that's where artificial intelligence will come into play. So don't be shy about looking into it and making sure that it's working for you. Let's talk about your reputation, your business's reputation, your personal reputation, and creating a reputation management strategy that will get results. Now, reputation management absolutely matters, and many times a customer's first impression of you is going to be what they see when they Google your business. Now, customers want to spend their money on someone that they feel they can trust. So before someone decides whether or not they want to do business with you, there's a good chance they're going to run a Google search on your brand. Not only to see exactly what it is you bring to the table, but to see what everyone else is saying about you. So whatever they find is going to influence their final decision. Obviously, you're going to want the information that comes up to portray you in a positive light. And that's where a reputation management strategy comes into play. What exactly is reputation management? Well, it's the art of controlling what people see when they search for you on Google, as well as how you respond to what people are saying about you. And since the internet is a huge place, there's a lot that goes into it. Reputation management includes everything from optimizing your SEO strategy so that right sites appear in search results to the way you respond to customer reviews. But does it really matter? The answer is yes. Reputation management absolutely matters. We all know how important it is to make a good first impression, and many times customers' first impressions of you is going to be what they remember when they Google your business. So when people want to learn about something, they search for it online. And for the most part, anyone can say whatever they'd like about you at any given time on the internet, even if it isn't entirely true. So you need to take steps that ensure people will see information that portrays your business the way you want it to be seen. Because it's so important, every business, big or small, needs to have a strategy in place for managing their reputation online. So here are the essential steps that you should take to ensure your reputation is protected online. First, I've been telling you to do this for years. Google yourself. Google your personal name and Google your business. And then Google them both. So for me, it'll be Jim Gonneau. There's a lot of Jim Gonneaus out there, believe it or not. I'm surprised. But I'm finding more and more. If I just do Jim Gonneau, there's a good chance I'm coming up with myself. I'm coming up with my father's obituary. I'm coming up with a basketball coach from Reading, Pennsylvania. And I'm coming up with a really neat kid from Ohio. But how does that interpret to me? So then if I do a search that says Jim Gonneau and Crown Trophy or Jim Gonneau and Crown Trophy of Flemington, then I can find out what people are saying specifically about me or my business. So the first step in reputation management is finding out what's already out there. And the best way to know where you stand is to Google both your brand and yourself. You're going to want to sign out of your personal Google account so that Google doesn't tailor the results to your history, and then run a search on your brand. Take a look at the first page. Is there any negative content there? Anything that you wouldn't expect and that you don't know about? This step is especially important if your brand includes your real name and the search results are bringing up your own social media profiles. If you spot content that you don't want up on the web that you posted yourself, maybe an old insensitive tweet or politically charged meme, delete it. Make a note of what you find. Along with customer reviews and personal content, you may find another brand with a similar name or another person with your name cranking above you in the results. If that's the case, you'll know you need to strengthen your SEO and content strategy to appear above them. Lock in your brand's name on social media. If your brand isn't already on all the social media sites, you should go and create pages on them as soon as possible. But remember, post to all of them regularly. There are a few reasons that you'll want to do this. One of the most important being that you don't want anyone else to be able to use your name. If your name is at This Is My Business on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but someone else created a Pinterest profile under at This Is My Business, people can get confused when looking for your business. And if that entity posts something that clashes with your brand's message, it can cause a real headache in the future. Another thing to keep in mind is that social media sites are one of the first places people are going to go searching when trying to find you. So you're going to make sure that you have the messaging perfect. So claim your business on all the review sites. That's important because you're going to want to make sure that the messaging is strictly about you. You're going to want to claim your Google listing and verify your business. Include your hours of operation. Is there parking nearby? What methods of payment do you accept, especially? You want to monitor your customer reviews. If somebody says something bad about you, it's not the worst thing. It shows where you're lacking, providing that their feedback is honest. So listening to your customers, reading those reviews, and taking the time to answer professionally and quickly is important. But listening to the customer is huge. If they say honestly to you that they have a problem with how you handle a certain situation, fix it for your future customers. You're going to want to make the review process easy. The truth is, most people don't want to take time out of their day to leave a review unless they've had a strong emotional reaction to their experience, good and bad. That's why so many reviews are at an extreme of 1 star or 5 stars. People have a bad time with something or are going to speak up. And there's a good chance someone will leave a 5-star review if they've had an extraordinarily good experience. For the most part, people who have a good or average experience interacting with your business, they're not going to say anything at all. That's what they expect. Don't delete reviews. When you delete reviews instead of responding, you're sending the message that you don't care about what your customers are saying. Turn a negative into a positive. How you respond to a difficult customer is more important than just accepting the praise. Employee reviews. You may or may not have to deal with reviews left by former employees about what it was like to work for you. Think of the website glassdoor.com. But if you do, make sure that you're not attacking them on any of those sites. What sites should you be monitoring? Google, Facebook, Twitter, Yelp, TripAdvisor, the Better Business Bureau, Manta, Angie's List, Foursquare, and any niche-specific sites. Make sure you're following all of them as it pertains to your business. Then generate positive contact or content. You probably already know the importance of having a good content strategy, but have you ever thought about how it helps your reputation? The better the content, the better the reputation. If you do something positive in the community, post it. It's not bragging if you've done it. This week, we opened up our store as a warming station. I think we're the only store in Flemington that actually posted that if you're stuck in the cold, come into Crown Trophy, sit in our conference room, take off your jacket, warm up, get a coffee at the coffee shop or the bakery next to us, and then, you know, feel warm. The positive response we received from that is phenomenal. And it wasn't done just so that we would get a positive PR response. It was done because we generally care about people in our community, and we want to make sure that nobody's stuck outside in these types of conditions. In sports, in NFL football, this weekend is Super Bowl Sunday. The New England Patriots will play the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53. Will you be watching the game or the commercials? New England Patriots fans are saying that the Bible has predicted the winner. Now, for a little explanation, Tom Brady is known as the GOAT, or the greatest of all time. With that reference, we turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 7. If you'd like to follow along, you can open your Bible and read along. In Daniel 8, 7 of the New International Version of the Bible, it says, "I saw it attack the ram furiously, striking the ram and shattering its 2 horns. The ram was powerless to stand against it. The goat knocked it to the ground and trampled on it, and none could rescue the ram from the power." If the goat is Tom Brady, the Rams are in trouble. The NBA and NHL seasons are still underway. In NASCAR news, we are just 17 days away from the Daytona 500 and the beginning of the 2019 racing season. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at Jim Gannot 83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. I'm Jim Gannot, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. And working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The deep freeze continues in much of the country with these folks from Chicago reacting to the cold weather.
Well, it's cold. It's very cold. It's brutal. It's the coldest I've ever been.
I think the word cold is and the wind chill is just super brutal. There's not enough layers for this kind of cold unless you're prepared to go to the Arctic.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 in Chicago. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is not a big fan of troop withdrawal from Syria. He explains why.
That Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and their affiliates in Syria and Afghanistan continue to pose